Elton Aguilera created a Twitter so he could follow clues for hidden cash South Florida's scavenger hunt. It paid off, literally, when he saw one he recognized.
The tweet had the picture, and right away I knew which lake it was, exactly. I was born in this hospital. I know this area.
The lake was by Baptist Hospital in Kendall. He happened to be driving nearby.
I zoomed over here as fast as I can. My heart was pounding. I was sweating, just the excitement, the adrenaline.
The money was in a white envelope taped to a fence. Inside the white envelope, $50, cash. So far, Hidden Cash South Florida has given away over $700. It was inspired by a man also hiding envelopes of cash around San Francisco, anonymously and out of pocket.
We don't have pockets quite as deep as his, but we do have an extensive reach via social media.
That is the woman behind all of the hidden cash in South Florida. She says she wishes to remain anonymous, just like the project's inspiration. However, she also says she's affiliated with a local website, insouthflorida.com. And unlike the man in California, she is not paying out of pocket.
And we have a lot of local businesses that support us. So we were in a position where we would be able to pull something like this off.
Her website is a marketing company that she and her husband run together. Their site aims to promote over 130 local businesses using social media. In South Florida charges its local businesses for Twitter mentions and space on their site. Looking at the envelope, the affiliation with In South Florida is immediately apparent. On the left, there is a company logo, a green palm tree in front of a yellow sun. And above it are the words, shop, buy, and eat local. Next to it are bolded instructions.
If you found this, please tweet a selfie with your cash or prize to @HiddenCashSFL.
But afterwards, there is no mention of any specific local business to support. Instead, more instructions to follow In South Florida's Twitter for more clues. The owners say the focus is not supposed to be on In South Florida, but on giving back. Nevertheless,
we also want to encourage people to shop at local businesses because this is being made possible by the local businesses.
But there is no way to tell if the over a dozen other winners have been following these directions. Though Elton Aguilera, who found his money at Baptist Hospital, did donate his winnings to a local charity. Whether or not they are, the Twitter page is still gaining exposure. Within a week, it jumped from less than 50 Twitter followers to over 5,000. Jeffrey Weinstock is a professor of marketing at the University of Miami. He calls a project like this a prime example of viral marketing.
All studies have always shown that viral marketing is not only cost-effective, but it's also much more credible.
Several local restaurants have offered to donate gift cards to the project to help it continue.
So we're hoping to be able to continue doing it and spread out a little further north, a little farther south. We've got people making requests constantly on Twitter.
A Twitter which now holds the usernames of over 5,000 locals. A marketing goldmine. How long will Hidden Cash continue? The couple does not know. Right now, they are just focusing on hiding cash in more diverse areas of South Florida. That means more followers on the hunt and on the Twitter. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.